brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Edition of the worldwide broadcast on this 26th day of March 2013 that you will not want to miss. A couple days ago, Jim Carrey, the comedian and Hollywood star, he's a star and you're not. He's got bodyguards and you don't. And so does Michael Moore, but that's okay. He put out a video that only broke in the press yesterday. That's when I saw it and when I noticed it was in a lot of newspapers, lauding him in a very, very nasty piece demonizing a dead man, Charlton Heston. And in the attitude of this, we see the same attitude of Dianne Feinstein and Al Gore and all the other anti-gunners like Michael Moore. In it, we see the incredible nastiness where they say it's his fault people die, period. And that he's not going to heaven, and that he's basically a murderer. I have the text of it right here. We're not going to play it. It's got profanity in it. But the video is up on Infowars.com. But what's bad is I've never been a huge Jim Carrey fan, but he has had some decent roles. And I'm getting to where I can't hardly go see movies, and I won't watch movies that have people in them that. It's not that they disagree with me. If somebody was really fooled and said, hey, I don't think we should, the citizens should have guns, like Jim Hightower, who was in studio with me last week on the Nightly News, we're going to play a clip of that today, former Texas Agriculture Commissioner and kind of a organic activist who I respect on that front. He calmly explained why he doesn't think we need semi-autos, and then had to admit the government's arming to the teeth, so why should we give our guns up? I mean, he had a real discussion with me. But when you start making fun of people that were amazing human beings like Charlton Heston, I got a chance to interview Charlton Heston a couple times. I mentioned it a few years ago. People didn't believe it, so we could barely find one of the interviews. One of them is lost. There's a 1 8-bit horrible internet recording that's now been put up to YouTube. And I can't find another interview I did with him. And he gave me his home phone number after I had him on the first time and said, if you ever need to talk strategy about the Second Amendment or liberty, you can call me. And I said, I can call you? And he goes, yeah, I'm a regular guy. And I called up, and I didn't call him for about a year. It was just weird having Charlton Heston's phone number. I don't call really any of the famous people I know for whatever reason. They've got their life, I've got mine. And I called a few times, he didn't answer. I called back one day, he answered, hi, this is a Chuck. And I was sitting there talking. I've had Ted Nugent's cell phone number for a while, never called it. I called it this morning, driving into work about an hour ago, and he goes, what are you calling about what Kerry said about Heston? I'm all over it. And I've never heard him so focused and so angry, focused anger. And he said, you bet I'm coming on your show. I got to do Dennis Miller, and he's doing it right now, and then he's going to come on at noon. And he said, listen, this is another miscalculation. His nastiness is going to backfire on them just like Piers Morgan. And, of course, he agrees that the Piers Morgan thing was a Death Star exploding level event for the globalists. And I'm not just patting myself on the back. I didn't realize it till a few days after just how effective it was. I was kind of I'm my own biggest critic, and I was like, I think it was good to get in his face. They tried to spin it so neocons would say, this is terrible. Standing up and getting aggressive is the wrong way to go. Why, it's almost like Paul Revere who rode around screaming in the night saying, kill people. I'm just yelling at somebody a little bit and saying, how dare you try to disarm us? How dare I talk like that? I mean, imagine, that's not even one-tenth as bad as that criminal Paul Revere. So it totally backfired on him. We're going to go over this, and we're going to go over all the geopolitical news, the economic news. It's all crazy, but the tyranny is on, folks. And if they can get our guns, they're going to get everything. But we're going to be breaking this down today and more, and your phone calls. Stay with us. Ted Nugent coming up. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Make no mistake, my friends, the battle for human liberty is taking place right now. And the heart of that fight is here in the United States, because the United States will either be an engine for the globalists to loot and pillage the world, or it will once again become an engine of innovation and liberty and that shining fortress on the hill. Ladies and gentlemen, something snapped in me last night when I saw a video that came out a few days ago but only got attention in the news yesterday by the somewhat washed-up Canadian anti-individualist Jim Carrey. I saw a video of him celebrating Charlton Heston's death and defaming him, defaming a dead man who I personally had a chance to interview several times and who I had a chance to talk to off-air once. And I've never told that story because that was private. I will talk a little bit about it today. And I had a chance to talk to Ted Nugent this morning, who you could tell was very upset, because he was very close friends with Charlton Heston. When you see people that are clearly authoritarians dancing on patriots' graves. It's disgusting. Charlton Heston, as he got older, became even more of a gentleman and more of a real person. I don't even admire him for his great acting ability and all of his wonderful films that I have enjoyed throughout my life, like Ben-Hur, The Ten Commandments. The list is just countless. The films he did with great directors like Orson Welles, Soylent Green. I admired him because I'm working in talk radio and fighting for the Second Amendment. Got to know a lot of people that really knew Charlton Heston well, and he was really a super down-to-earth, super manly, classy guy in amongst a bunch of spoiled, rotten, lazy, pampered Hollywood people. And the fact that I had his home phone number, and you know, he said, if you ever want to talk about strategy or anything happening, give me a call. So I, about a year after I had his number, and he'd been on a few times, I called him a few times, and he didn't answer because nobody answered. It was just an office phone. And one day, he said, well, if I can ever pick up, I will. And he picked up the phone, and I talked to him, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. And I didn't even tell my wife about it. And, you know, he talked about one of my films he'd seen and about how, you know, it was up to younger people like myself to carry on the fight. And the point was, he was really taking time out to give me energy. He really cared. He sat there talking to more than 50 people most weeks, working hard. And I know it made his wife so angry. That's come out in the press, that he really had an instinct. And you watch his eyes in that famous NRA speech. We all see, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Heston obviously made mistakes in political endorsements and things, but he was a trailblazer. He was somebody who marched with Martin Luther King when it wasn't popular. He was somebody that, you know, went and was part of civil rights sit-ins in Oklahoma and Alabama when people were getting killed. He didn't come to the whole thing late. As Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And just even after, and then it was like a year or two after I talked to him, because I had his number. I didn't want to bug him. I didn't want to bother him. That, you know, then his wife rolls him out, obviously on medication, to say, oh, well, I probably went a little too far sometime, and then you never saw him again. They put him on 20/20. And I knew people that have talked to him right at the time that he just suddenly, clearly on medication, didn't know who he was. Kind of like they did to Ronald Reagan, to shut him up. And to just know that this was a guy who from the time that he was a young man in Illinois and then living in Michigan in places, hunted and fished, and was somebody who really loved freedom and was a civil rights activist, not just for the Second Amendment, but for free speech. I heard him once on a local ad endorsing a state rep who was named Green, who was fighting for vitamin and mineral rights. You know, and then I heard Heston later on the radio locally defending supplements. I mean, he just defended freedom. And then to watch some sack of pus like Jim Carrey gleefully trash him up one side and down the other, it didn't get to me and hurt me in the way they thought, how low they were, how pathetic and how weak they were. And to watch all the bad actors running around and the, quote, cute girls, and then they laugh at Heston at the end and say, you know, it's your fault all the kids died, and you're not going to heaven because you're a gun owner. And then they all laugh at him, thinking that people watching that collectively, are supposed to then feel bad about guns and be ashamed. And it was so shoddy. And you know why it made me feel bad? Because Jim Carrey is such a bad actor, making a few funny faces, that they're so weak, and Hollywood's so weak, and the globalists really are weak. And so what does it say about us that we let them dominate us, and we let them control us, and we let them sit there and walk all over somebody Let me tell you something. I've got stacks of interview requests in there every day, and I can't physically do them. Okay? I am 39 years old and have a lot of stamina, ladies and gentlemen, and I it is torture sometimes to do the nightly news, but I'm so angry at the tyrants, I roll up and do it. I was up here till like 7:30 last night shooting a special reports we're going to air this week. My shoulder was aching and from an old football injury, and I had a headache, and I hadn't eaten, but I still just willed it. And I'm not saying I'm tough. 39 years old, folks, having to fight to get the info out and feeling guilty every night when I drive home that I haven't done enough to defend my family, and I'm weak, and I'm dominated by scum. And that's exactly how Charlton Heston felt. Almost 80 years old, ladies and gentlemen. On the phone and on airplanes and giving speeches everywhere to defend freedom because he had that instinct. And I hadn't seen his NRA speech in years. And I watched that last night and I got tears in my eyes when he talks about how it's the patriot that smells the tyranny and rises up against it, and what all of our ancestors did to stand up against evil, to have flocks of anti-liberty foreigners from countries that are under that are subjects to the Queen of England that we fought against, Canadians and Brits and others, who are great people on average, but their political instincts are that of slaves. They were raised under it. To come here and lecture us and to tell our dead hero that he's a piece of crap that isn't going to heaven and that the dead kids are his fault, I take that very, very, very personal. They'll love to make fun of me when I'm dead or you're dead. These people have set up re-education centers. It says that in the Army manual. These people have plans to take our guns. They have plans to use the police against us. And it's time to rise up politically and get super aggressive. I wish I would have been more aggressive with Piers Morgan. It's time to realize just how evil these people are. Sure, I'm sure Jim Carrey's, obviously a mentally ill. I watched film footage of him last night doing some research when he's just out in public and stuff and doesn't even know he's being filmed. He's obviously autistic or something. I feel sorry for him. Okay? He's just a circus freak. But the people that rolled him out there, they are our mortal enemies. Folks, they're not just taking the Second Amendment. They're taking everything right now. They're shutting down our energy. They're dumbing our kids down. They're shooting us up with deadly vaccines. They are arming Al-Qaeda. Look at this. Obama, post-Assad Syria of Islamist extremism is a nightmare scenario, saying we'll have to invade when Al-Qaeda. They put Al-Qaeda in, arm them, and then we've got to have troops go down to take it over, to put in some Al-Qaeda light. I mean, this is insane. This is crazy. There's the London Guardian. I mean, I declare that I'm going to live in reality. We have become so accustomed to living under oppression. We have become so accustomed to all of this. And just to know how anti-individual these status worshipers are, like Jim Carrey and the rest of them, because the globalists are just hardcore criminals with their own bodyguards and their own guns, and they have a will to dominate. I get it. I don't like it, but I respect it. And I know that's an enemy who's conscious. But the throngs of the mindless, gibbering followers that think, literally are scared of defending themselves, scared of being a human, scared of being a mammal. All mammals protect themselves and fight back. You can grab a field mouse that's in your glove compartment out in the country, sometimes they get in your car, and you're trying to get them out nicely, and they'll kick at you and snap at you, and I've had a field mouse bite me, trying to get it out of a farm truck I was working on when I was a kid. I was like 13 years old, out driving a farm truck out to a shredder. The point is that field mouse will fight back. I mean, are we men or are we mice? Hell, we're not even mice. And just what have we become, my sweetest friend? Everything and everyone I love goes away in the end. And then I've got to sit there and I've got to watch this piece of garbage squat on top of the grave of Charlton Heston and all of us. They hate him because he was real, he was honorable, and he got tears in his eyes when he talked about liberty. And he quoted Thomas Jefferson talking about the farmers. The people of the earth, the people that live and work. You can't really live and work in the soil and build your own system and not be pro-gun. Just as you're pro-liberty. Just as you're pro-common sense. We must rediscover common sense. The spirit of common sense. We must pray for redemption. We must seek God's face and repent. We're going to come back with the desecration of Charlton Heston.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARE for 20% off your entire order, and like us on Facebook.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Imagine if the Lord were here. Sell the guns, he'd sink the vultures and coyotes. Only the devil's true devotees could profiteer.
And he goes on, that's Jim Carrey, saying that the kids are dead because of Charlton Heston, that the coyotes are killing people in Mexico because of Charlton Heston. I mean, it goes on for like 5 minutes. Just blaming everything in the world on him and saying he's not going to heaven, that he will basically go to hell. And it's just totally nasty. And then Kerry put out tweets calling gun owners scum. We're guilty for dead kids. What about government killing 260 plus million people in the 20th century alone and tens of millions already this century? I mean, you're not upset about government having guns. Do you actually sit there and call 911 if somebody's trying to break in your, you know, gated community? No, you don't. You have bodyguards. I looked it up. You have firearms, Mr. Kerry. You are out here blaming us for death when crime rate has dropped 49% since 1991, FBI's own statistics. Hard numbers. Violent crime. Violent criminals are scared. And your spirit is with the criminals. And the globalists are the master criminals. And they, when a robber comes into a bank, they say hands up. And they tell the off-duty cop, lower your gun, put it on the ground. And that's the guy they put in handcuffs or tie up. And it's the same thing. The globalists are hands up. They've got guns. They're buying guns. They're buying tanks. They're buying armored vehicles. And they're pointing guns at us saying hands up. Now listen to just part of Charlton Heston's speech. He gave back at the NRA more than a decade ago this famous speech where he said, from my cold, dead hand. But listen to the intro of it where he talks about the people that first sense the tyranny. And you can see the electricity in his eyes. Even though he's old, he animates. And that's why he was a great actor, because it was passion. It was real. He animates. And again, we are then one with Charlton Heston and every other patriot that came before him. Right back to George Washington and patriots before them who did not like tyrants and who had courage. I mean, if you don't have the basic instinct to want to be free, if you don't have the basic instinct to know that tyranny is taking over, then you have no future. Look at how weak we become. Look at how jellyfish. And then those of us that are still men, those of us that are still women, still human, still have an instinct to be self-sufficient, we are guilty for what your Prozac heads do and your staged events. Let's go to Charlton Heston. From the grave, he lives on. Charlton Heston lives, and I know you hate it, tyrants. Here it is.
When freedom shivers in the cold shadow of true peril, it's always the patriots who first hear the call. That's why those five words issue an irresistible call to us all, and we must. So, as we set out this year to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice to hear and to heed. From my cold, dead hands.
And when we come back, I'm going to play a larger clip of that. It was a longer speech. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this system is fundamentally erasing every basic liberty. And it is always the common people that wake up and turn back the tide of total authoritarianism. But in most countries, that hasn't happened. So there's no productivity, there's no liberty, there's no due process. So everything crumbles and falls apart because the instinct of tyrants is to finally not let anyone even produce, because then that makes you self-sufficient and basically uppity. We are fighting a total Agenda 21 takeover system worldwide. We are fighting abject social engineering, and we're facing authoritarians that cloak themselves in the rubric of liberal or humanitarian, where they tell you they have the high ground and you're bad unless you do what they say. Well, I refuse your mantle of guilt. And again, it doesn't mean we go follow the fake Republicanoid conservative rhinos either. That's how the globalists took over, is they have that as the stand-in so that they can make it look like there's a full spectrum of choice. Carol Quigley wrote about that in his Georgetown writings and in Tragedy and Hope, how they wanted it to look like there was choice, but there wasn't. And when you look at the vitriol, the hatred, I mean, Michael Moore comes out and says evil whites want guns, evil whites that live in the country and make $60,000 a year. And that sounds so crazy, but it shows the hatred they have for anybody who's self-sufficient and how they want to create division. We'll be right back. Stay with us with the full Heston clip.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here. Ted Nugent, good friend of Charlton Heston, is going to be joining us at the start of the next hour. If they can just stick their hands down our pants at the TSA, if they can take your property without due process, if they can secretly arrest Americans and disappear us, if they can openly say they're spying on us and reading all of our bank records. Remember just 6-7 years ago, that was a conspiracy theory. Of course, it came out they were. If they can throw the gauntlet down and have us accept it, and then openly have the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL demonize anyone that talks about the billions of bullets, the thousands of armored vehicles, hundreds of thousands of new rounds being bought a week, the militarization of police. This is the takeover, and they're trying to use psych warfare like Tokyo Rose broadcasting to the Pacific Fleet and Admiral Nimitz saying, you've been defeated. America will be invaded. Your ships are being sunk. Even as Japan was burning and it had atomic bombs dropped on it, Tokyo Rose was broadcasting saying America had been defeated. Just like Baghdad Bob saying, there are no Americans in Iraq. We have kicked them out of the country. You see jets flying behind him and bombs going off. Well, it's the same type of propaganda to go, there are no bullets, there are no checkpoints, there is no tyranny, there is no Fast and Furious, we didn't give billions to fake energy companies, we didn't do anything wrong, we want to get America moving while they shut down the power plants, while they pass regulations so you can't have any business here, shipping it all to China. The globalists are authoritarians who hate Americans so much, their instinct is to hate liberty. that they're moving everything to authoritarian China, where they have suicide nets, forced abortions, mobile execution vans, and you will never hear a Jim Carrey or anybody else criticize the communist Chinese that have killed more than 100 million of their own people, close to 80 million, some estimates, just under Mao's reign. 100 million people, not counting 300 million abortions, not counting over 100 million babies killed. They don't even count babies as humans up to about age one, the government. Notice the Journal of Bioethics has come out and said, oh, let's kill kids up to age three. Now the death panels are admitted. Remember, those didn't exist. These are authoritarians. And the Republican Party went along and helped write Obamacare because it's written by the same big equity groups that are taking over our energy systems and shutting off their competition. And they're making double the profits this year alone they're set to make off of Obamacare, ripping you off and doubling the price and making you buy it. Okay, we're in deep trouble. And just like Bush could engage in tyranny, and Republicans wouldn't see any of it because he was their guy, you so-called Democrats are absolutely useful idiots. You are dupes and you are fools. Now, here is another segment of Charlton Heston's speech where he is really speaking to the essence of the instinct to recognize tyranny. And I mean, it's blaring now. I heard it when it was like a 100-piece band down the road, but you could hear it, hear the beat, hear the words, you know, very, very clear. You could hear the marching band and the sergeant leading them, up two, three, four. You could hear the whole thing. Now the 100-piece band is in the living room beating the drums as loud as they can. You can't hear anything. It's so loud. And people are saying, if you say you hear a sound of tyranny, it doesn't exist. It is going, and this is what happens. By successive approximation, incrementalism, and compartmentalization, and learned helplessness, and mass Stockholm syndrome, and normalcy bias, look all those things up, and the Stanford Research Prison Experiment test, they are artificially, by increments, people denied things were happening. They denied things were going on. The media, the authorities, the government said, oh, then none of that exists. Well, really, a black helicopter crashed in our town. They blew up a building. They arrested citizens that videotaped it. It's in my local paper. No, you didn't see that. Well, yeah, I have the local paper. No, you didn't. That's national TV. No, you didn't. Ron Paul, CNN said, is making up a Napa Superhighway Trans-Texas Corridor that was in billboards and signs, cover of Newsweek, but when people turned against it, they came out and said, doesn't exist. I played the clip where CNN says, Ron Paul is insane. This is like 5 years ago during that campaign. There is no Trans-Texas Corridor. Texans were like, the billboards are everywhere. They're building part of it right now from Mexico up to Austin. It's going to go all the way to Canada. You told us it was a great idea. And they're like, didn't exist. And a lot of the public went, okay, it didn't exist. Because to win is to buy the lie. To win is to be a schmuck. To win is to be a sucker. To win is to be a fool. To win is to buy into illusion and delusion. Well, no, that's the illusion. That is not to win, being some cult member where Thulsa of Doom, you know, says to one of the cult members up 500 feet on a ledge, come to me, my child, fly, fly. And then she jumps off and falls and smashes through the floor. That's what you people are like. And the New World Order is saying, we come in peace. I am your friend. There is no tyranny. Come to me, my child. Come to me. And I'm like, no, you're a snake like your father. You're the father of lies. I know what you are. I see you. I understand you. I am crazed with the animating force of liberty. You are animated with darkness, and I see you. I know what you are. And it's time to get aggressive in the face of the tyrants. People probably noticed I've gotten more intense because I have doubled and tripled and quadrupled down. I am trying to go, didn't breathe there for about a minute. I am trying to go as hard as I can against these people because I know the danger. I am fighting as hard as I can. And is some of it missteps? Do I make mistakes? Yes, but my heart is true. I know I'm right. It was so amazing talking to Ted Nugent today. driving into work, because it was even more animated in private. The things he was saying will remain private. But he was just like, you know, Alex, we know in our gut and our heart, it's not just history, it's not just our supporters. We know we're right. We know these people are evil. And it's like, wow, this is a real guy. Because I called him up angry but focused, and he was just like a laser beam. And I could tell he holds back when he's on air. I'm going to tell Ted, really tell him what you stand for. Because it's strong, and it's that male strength and energy that is going to lead by example, and then the women who are strong are going to see that and follow. The system has sold the idea of men to act weak, to act passive, act pathetic, like you're some type of lapdog pet. And that is not even what women really want. The globalists have made the state the man and the society the woman, and we are wedded to the state and wedded to the devil. Just as the Bible says we become wedded to Christ. He's the bride's groom. Well, we've been wedded to the state, and Hitler said that. The state will be the father. What has Chris Rock said? Obama is our daddy. I heard Republicans say Bush is our father. They call Uncle Joe Stalin father. They call Fidel Castro Papa. You're not my Papa. I'm not a little boy. I'm a man. Oh, Fidel Castro can have guns. Hitler can have guns. Castro's minions can have guns, but you can't have guns. Mao can have a gun. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. We're going to go to this Heston clip in a moment. But you can't have a gun. And a dirty individualist like an Alex Jones or a Ted Nugent or a Charlton Heston, there's nothing nastier to the collectivist with their armed guards. And you know, Hollywood with all this government CIA funding and their weapons and their gated communities, gates behind gates. In Hollywood, you drive into a big gate with armed guards, and then there'll be another gate in a neighborhood to get into another gate. And then there'll be another gate on that house. And then a security office, you know, built off the side of the house. That's how they all live. And they sit there and say, you're a dirty piece of garbage collectively because you own guns to protect yourself. I mean, that is a fraud. And here's the deal. They put out plenty of fake polls as of late saying everybody supports gun control. But Forbes went and paid one of the biggest data mining companies that openly, with the cookies, spies on everybody. And they published it. And then other data mining companies came out and said, actually, it's a total explosion in your face. You've actually made people more pro-gun. It's over 70% that are pro-gun now. This has actually backfired. For a few weeks with the emotion, they got maybe a 10% reduction. People going, okay, I'll turn in my semi-auto. The weak-minded people. But then that made us supercharged with the truth in a counter-offensive, which they admitted in the data mining. It said it's military precision, smart bomb precision, that somehow we're networked. They can't understand it with the data mining services. You can read the Forbes and other articles about it. Because not just Forbes, there's full reports on this. What scares them is they say it's as if we're connected. We're not. We're connected to our gut, to our spirit, to our common sense. And that's when I called Ted Nugent. He's like, Alex, you can feel it, can't you? He goes, you know, we're connected to history and honor and the truth. He goes, you can feel it, can't you? Exactly. It's electricity. Because you think you're not connected to your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother? They raised a person, your ancestor, and that person grew in their womb and was conceived out of that love and that passion in that hot bed. With the genetics mixing, and then you grew in that woman's uterus, and then you came out in the world, and people took care of you and loved you and taught you and set you up on the path, and had to worry about you when you went off to war, and had to worry about you, but set you out there. It is hand to hand, a pure chain of electricity. A total connection. You can reach back if you're related to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Or if you're, and most of you have no idea who you're related to. There's an amazing history. Everybody has an amazing history. You are reaching back into tens of thousands of people that you're related to. And all of their experiences and everything they've done, there is a literal, not just spiritual or psychic connection. There is a physical transmission. And it's directly an electrochemical mitochondrial DNA carried by the women. And they're now finding genetic structures carried by the men on top of the genetics. They said that our chromosomes, our DNA is 94-96% junk, and now they've learned, no, it's not. There's something else in there. It's the entire electrochemical history transmission recording. You call that your instinct, and man, you start tying into the race consciousness will of your ancestors. It is massive, it is mighty, and it is the gift that God has given us. And God's spirit of discernment energizes our very DNA. That's why so many scientists that were atheists are now becoming religious or Christians, because they go, oh my God, it's resonating, it's transmitting, it's transcending. And that's what all the biomechanical garbage of the devil is about, is to jam that and to block that and to openly sell you tyranny and evil. Tie in to your ancestors, tie in to God's will. And you will want to fight tyranny just like Charlton Heston did. It's almost 80 years old on the phone doing 40, 50, 60 interviews a week, sometimes 20 interviews a day. And he wouldn't even be pitching or selling something most of the time. He wouldn't even be plugging a website. He would be promoting liberty. Because he cared, because he was resonating with liberty. Now let's go to the Charlton Heston clip from the grave. He lives on. Here it is.
Every time our country stands in the path of danger, an instinct seems to summon her finest first. Those who truly understand her. When freedom shivers in the cold shadow of true peril, it's always the patriots who first hear the call. When loss of liberty is looming, as it is now, the siren sounds first in the hearts of freedom's vanguard. The smoke in the air of our Concord bridges and Pearl Harbors is always smelled first by the farmers who come from their simple homes to find the fire and fight. Because they know that sacred stuff resides in that wooden stock and blued steel. Something that gives the most common man the most uncommon of freedoms. When ordinary hands can possess such an extraordinary instrument, that symbolizes the full measure of human dignity and liberty. That's why those five words issue an irresistible call to us all, and we must. So,
as we
set out this year to defeat the divisive forces that would take freedom away, I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice to hear and to heed, and especially for you, Mr. Gore. From my cold, dead hands.
He was a truly honorable person. You can look back in hindsight and say, well, Bush was bad too. But none of us could know how bad. But imagine how bad Al Gore would have been using a 9/11 to totally take over. But the point is that Al Gore was saying, ban semi-autos, make you turn them in. And Charlton Heston understood how dangerous that was. But the point is, in that speech, that timeless speech, we really see the hammer and the chisel that can be used to cut and break our chains, and really recognize that Hollywood isn't a bunch of liberal buffoons. These are globalist psych warfare technicians who have an agenda. And I've talked to many Hollywood people. If you're pro-gun, you don't get the roles. I've talked to major rock stars, and I'm not talking about Billy Corgan or folks like Dave Mustaine who are on record, but I've talked to other major rock stars, in fact, people that are even currently, you could say, bigger. And they're like, I can't come on your show. They're giving me too much heat just for linking to your website or talking about you. And I've been told that I'm not going to be booked in the venues or put back on television if I do this. So I want to go play the major venues. And they tell people that. Now, they come to them, and they tell them. They tell famous country music singers that. They tell major rock stars that. They tell Hollywood stars that. They told Tom Selleck that. You're not going to get roles, pal. It doesn't matter if you're a major leading man, number one in the 80s. You're done. You're not going to get financing. You're not going to get promoted. You're going to get zero if you don't play ball. And then you've got people like Bruckheimer and folks that are totally committed to the New World Order, Steven Spielberg, others. It's just atrocious. And I don't like being a slave of propaganda. I don't like it. And it made me nauseous to see the patheticness of Jim Carrey and all these people. You know, folks are like, well, why do you care? They're just scum. The point is, yeah, why is this scum ruling us? Okay? They need to be overturned.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just how they demonize gun owners and blame us collectively for any type of crime when we actually have lowered crime everywhere where we proliferated firearms. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But we're trying to argue with them with facts. They're criminals. The globalists know that a free people have guns. They know that's the basic instinct for us to be armed and that they want to be the ones with the guns. They fetishize guns. They fetishize state power. I mean, Buzz Bissinger and others on that show, the guy that admits he spends $600,000, you know, a year on women's clothing and stuff. I mean, just fine, whatever. Just compulsive maniac. Him and Piers Morgan get up there and talk about how they fantasize about him wearing a police uniform and killing me. And then the woman, the ambassador's daughter, Huntsman, goes, ooh, yeah, ooh. And they're all like, ooh, let's kill. It's because you haven't ever been in a fist fight. Maybe Piers Morgan has. You've never seen people die. Yeah, but you don't pull over when you see a car wreck. You know, when somebody's arm's chopped off and blood spraying 14 feet. You people are cowards. You're the people, if somebody's dying in the ditch, you walk on by. I see it. Or if somebody's choking in a restaurant, you call 911. You people are cowards, okay? It's more than that they're just authoritarians. They play at being authoritarians. But behind them are the real authoritarians that have millions of dead on their hands. The globalists. The UN is going around worldwide just lining up people and just shooting whole villages. And it's in the New York Times like it's no big deal. From El Salvador to Honduras to the Central Africa in the Congo, they're lining people up and shooting them. Oh, but you don't want those guns taken. Type in Chinese executions. Thousands of photos at sports stadiums blowing 12-year-olds' heads off. For some reason, it's like teenagers that misbehave. Oh, you shoplifted? Boom, your head's blown off. Oh, you talk back to the cops? You're dead. We're going to harvest your organs. And they've got them bringing the dead bodies with sheets and blood into mobile execution vans where they chop their organs out. Oh, you're never going to hear Jim Carrey talk about that because he's an authoritarian pig worshiper. He worships evil. The same with all of them. They know what they're doing. Yeah, let's not, for TV viewers, good job throwing it up, but let's not put it on the main TV broadcast in case people don't want to look at it. It's unbelievable. Just type in Chinese executions. Type in Chinese suicide nets, and you search deep enough and take the safe search off, you could see shots of like 20, 30 bodies hanging, you know, dead that have bounced off the nets. And I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, mass suicides, hell on earth. Let's not discuss that. China launching drone armies, the globalists moving their command base there. They have execution parades in China. I mean, it's just incredible. And again, these aren't of child molesters or murderers. These are of people that... I saw one report where a Western journalist saw the police beat a guy up and chop his genitals off in front of everyone. And everybody watched him bleed to death there on the side of the street. I mean, you know, that's what the globalists want us to live like. That's their plan. Ted Nugent's coming up. Don't forget to support the broadcast, support our sponsors. We've got the ProPure water filters, 10% off. Best stainless steel filters, blow the competition away. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the patriots. Shop with the good guys. And support us to expand our operation in the globalist face. Get subscriptions to InfoWars Magazine, big glossy magazine. Give subscriptions to wake people up as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, eFoodsDirect.com only does this every March. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex is where you find the special. Free shipping on all their deals. That is usually the biggest part of the storable foods cost. Free shipping. Only do it in March. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.